Why is it that everywhere we go, I end up in a cell? I mean, why did they lock us up? What is this place?
It is a training ground for Jedi.
What? This ice hole?
Yes. It bears the semblance of an academy. But where are all the students? Curious.
You've got to be joking. What is a Jedi Academy doing out here in the middle of nowhere?
It is a place hidden from the galaxy like the Academy on Dantooine. But this place... Oh, Atriss, you have been clever.
Atriss?
It's none of your concern.
Well, the sooner we're out of here, the better. Two crazy Jedi are more than enough for me. No one told me we were going to be dumped in a nest of Jedi.
And what is it about this place that causes you such fear?
What do you mean? We're in the middle of a bunch of Jedi. You know how they are.
No, I do not. Not in the way you seem to.
What? What are you doing? Get out of my head!
Stop struggling. Let me follow the current deep, deeper to its source.
Stop! Stop! Ah!
Ah. With the fear is mingled guilt. It squirms in you like a worm. And the why? Ah, and there is its heart. You surprise me. I could not feel it before. Your feelings are a powerful shield indeed. Do not worry, Atten. If she is a Jedi, she will forgive. And if she is not, she will not care.
You can't tell her. Please, I'm asking you. I don't want her to...
Think less of you. I hardly think that's possible. Still, there is no shame in what you ask. We all wage war with the past, and it leaves its scars. I will not speak of yours, Atten, but there is a price for such things.
What? What price?
There are those who wage war and those who follow them. You are a crude thing, murderer, but you have your uses. You know how important this woman we travel with is. Even one such as you can feel it. You will serve her until I release you.
And if I refuse?
You will not. If you do, then my silence will be broken. And then, Atten, you will be broken. You fear the Jedi, and rightly so. If Atriss learns of your choices, you will never leave this place. But whatever fear you hold of the Jedi, know that if you disobey me... that my punishment will make you beg for the death that has long hounded you. Wipe the fear from your mind. You will not find blind obedience a difficult master. You chose it once. You will learn to embrace it again.
I don't know how you became such a manipulative witch, but why a vicious old scowl like yourself would even bother with me is a bigger mystery.
No game of Dejarik can be won without pawns, and this may prove to be a very long game. You are a slippery one. Your thoughts difficult for even one such as I to read. I suspect the self-loathing that squirms within you gives you a curious strength. Your spirit, as diseased as it is, refuses to allow you to give up, no matter what threats you face and whatever wreckage you leave behind you. I feel you have crossed our path for a reason. Perhaps even you, at the right moment, may be able to turn aside disaster. If so, your potential is not yet spent.
Fine. I'll be your pawn. But I still think you've got the wrong man.
Perhaps. But someone has to fly the ship, and the Force is a hard thing to predict. You have crossed our path for a reason. Our path brought us here for a reason. And now I know why. The past is here, and it must be met before the future can be set in motion.
More Jedi speak. Care to explain?
No. I've wasted enough time with you. Sleep, murderer, and be silent. I need no distractions. A critical moment approaches.